find down there. So I like it myself. I appreciate the Lord letting us come this way. It's always good to see my girlfriend Charity. She's had a crush on me for years. Alrighty. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Brother John was talking about getting old this morning. I found out that I'm old now. You know how you can tell when you're old, don't you? You and your teeth don't sleep together no more. I was telling Brother Larry, I was over there visiting with him the other night, and three preachers, two of them I know, went fishing together, and Brother Dean was in the front of the boat. He took his teeth out and set them on the center thing, and Brother Junior looked at the guy in the middle and went, shh, and he reached down there and picked Brother Dean's teeth up and put them in his pocket, took his out and set them down there. Well, in a little while, it came time to eat. Brother Dean reached down there and grabbed them teeth and put them in his mouth. He shook his head. He said, these ain't never fit right, and threw them in the middle of the lake. Well, Brother Junior never told him that he'd switched on him. He just reached in his pocket and said, mine neither. I believe it's all right to have a good time in the house of the Lord. All right, Psalms chapter number 56 tonight. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Skip down to verse number 9. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word. In God I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Now I want to call your attention to verse number 3, where it says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And I want to preach on this subject tonight with the help of the Lord on why trust Jesus. Why trust Jesus? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the opportunity to be in your house tonight. I do pray now, Lord, that you'd touch me. I pray, Lord, that you'd give me great liberty to preach tonight. God, I pray that your people would be edified and encouraged. Lord, I pray, Lord, for the meeting this week. I pray, Lord, that every man would have the message that we need to hear. I pray you'd give Brother John wisdom and guidance and direction, Lord, about who to preach and when to preach them. Lord, you help us tonight. I pray, Lord, you'd fill me with the Holy Spirit now. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I by nature have trust issues. I have friends that have betrayed me. I have family that has let me down. I had a guy say to me, he said, well, I got hurt in the church. Well, welcome to the club. If you've been in church any length of time, you have been hurt. And by nature, we tend to close up when we as Christians, God calls on us to open up. Amen. So this matter of trust, I said that people will let you down. I have friends that have really let me down. But I can say tonight that there's one that has never let me down. Amen. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So why should we trust Him tonight? Let me say, first of all, we can trust Him because He has the only plan of salvation. He has the only plan of salvation. He said there in verse number 11, "In God have I put my trust." Every once in a while, I'll run up on somebody that will say to me, "Well, I'll get there my own way." No, you won't get there your own way. You'll get there the way this Bible says, or you'll not make it. Amen. He said in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved." Amen. He said in Isaiah 45:22, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Amen. He said, "I am," in John 14:6, "the way, the truth, and the life." Not a way, but the one and only way. Amen. Well, I see this about He has the only plan of salvation. Let me say that He is not dead. Amen. He said in Psalms 18:46, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted." One thing that separates us from every other religion on the face of God's earth is that we don't serve a dead God, we serve a risen Lord. I was talking to a Muslim. He said, "Oh, I believe in Jesus." I said, "Well, what do you believe about Him?" He said, "I believe He is a great prophet." I said, "Well, let me ask you this." I said, "Do you believe that He rose from the dead?" He said, "Oh, yes." I said, "Well, that's the difference between what I believe and what you believe." I said, "Your God, Muhammad and Allah, are both dead, and you take me to where they're buried at. But if you go where Jesus is at, you'll find out He is not there. He is risen, amen, and live forevermore." I worked with a guy that was an evolutionist, and he's all time aggravating me. He said, "How do you know that He's alive?" I started singing, "He lives, He lives, amen. How do I know He lives? He lives within my heart, amen." Well, He is not dead. Then I see a second thing. He is not distant. I'm glad, you know, I couldn't see the president tonight even if I wanted to, which I don't. But I can bow my head and say, "Father," and be in the presence of God Almighty. Amen. He said this in Colossians 1:27. "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of His mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." When He left this world, He told His disciples, "I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Amen. So He is right there. He dwelleth in us and is with us. "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you." Hey, let me say, if you're truly seeking God, I don't care where you're at, God will send somebody your way. Years ago, I heard Brother Mel Rudder tell this. He was over there on one of them islands during the war. And he got a letter from home, and he said, "I was so homesick." He said, "They had told us, though, that that island had headhunters and that we were not to go out in the jungle. We were to stay in the camp." He said, "I got that letter from home, and I was so homesick." He said, "I took my letter and my Bible and just walked out in the edge of the jungle, and he said, I read my letter," and he said, "then I sat in there reading my Bible." He said, "about that time I felt like somebody was watching me." He said, "and I looked up and there was that spear chunker." Amen. He said, "he smiled at me," said all his teeth were filed to a point. He said, fear gripped my heart. He said, and then he said, white man know Jesus. Somebody won that headhunter to God. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, if you're seeking after him, he will send somebody to you. Amen. He is not dead. He is not distant. He is not different. Hey, I'm glad the Bible says Jesus the Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. You and I, the Old Testament saints, were saved by grace through faith looking to the cross. You and I are saved by grace through faith looking back to the cross. But it has always been by grace through faith. He does not change. You know, the Jehovah's Witness, when they started out, there's only 144,000 going to go to heaven. Now they've changed about, and if you were black, you were out of luck, you wasn't going at all. But now they've changed and changed and changed. Hey, our God is not like that. He does not change. Amen. The same way I got in is the same way you'll get in today. Amen. Well, he has the only plan of salvation. I'm talking about why I trust Jesus. I see a second thing. Because he has the only peace for the struggling. He has the only peace for the struggling. He said there in verse number 11, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Look at verse number 3. First verse I ever learned when I was a kid. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Amen. Hey, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Several years ago, I started having anxiety attacks because I'd had a bunch of surgeries and a short period of time, and they'd pump me full of all kinds of drugs, and I thought I was losing my mind. And during that time, God gave me these verses. He gave me Isaiah 26:3. Said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. He has the only peace for the struggling. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter number 4, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm saying that you and I, no matter what's going on in our life, we can have peace. Amen. Amen. It's kind of like this. When I was growing up, even today, I am still afraid of the dark. If you catch me out at night, you better not scare me. I carry a gun, I will shoot you. But I never was afraid of the dark as long as my daddy was around. I found out years later my daddy's just as scared of the dark as I am. But we don't have to be scared when the Lord, hey, I'm telling you, no matter what storm is raging in our life, when we know that God is with us, amen. I see this under this matter, the only peace for the struggling. I see the principle of Christian confession. He said there in verse number 3, what time I am afraid. Hey, we just need to get honest with God. And we just need to tell him. I just be honest about it. There are times when fear overwhelms me. Amen. If you've been saved any length of time, God sometimes will tell you to do something, and on your part, there is a great sense of fear. Amen. Hey, we don't know what's going to happen, but I'm saying that you and I can trust God. Amen. Here's what David said in Psalms 18:4. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me in my distress. I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry became before him, even to his ears. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him. Amen. Nothing can happen to us that God does not allow it. Amen. It has to come through him before it can ever get to us. Amen. He said this in Psalms 34:9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So the principle of Christian confession. Then I see the progress of Christian contemplation. He not only said, at what time I am afraid, but he goes on to say, I will trust. There are things that have happened in my life that I do not understand even today. But even though I don't understand them, I can trust that God is working all things for my good and for his glory. He said this in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You and I see like this. God sees like this. Amen. So I'm saying tonight that we can trust him. He does have our best interests at heart. He said, Job said this in Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. So there is the progress of Christian contemplation. Hey, when we know that he is thinking about us and that he desires to give us an expected end, amen, we can have peace in the fact that nothing can happen in our life that God does not allow. Well, then I see the parallel of Christian communion. Again, he said there in verse 3, in thee. The parallel of Christian communion. The Bible tells us, you say, preacher, how can we have peace? Well, he tells us in James 4 and verse 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That means the closer we are to him, he drives out fear. Amen. There's an overwhelming sense of peace. Amen. As long as we are near him. Amen. We can have peace. Amen. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He said in Psalms 9:10, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Somebody quoted it this morning. 1 John 1:9 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. There ain't nothing like the peace that we get when we are walking with God. Amen. It's an amazing thing to me that we worry, you know, about all of these things when we ought to be able just to trust that the Lord is going to take care of it. Why is it we try to do everything that we can within our power before we ever go to God with it? Amen. When God could take care of it for us. Well, I see a third thing about why I trust Jesus. We can trust him because he has the only promise you can be sure of. He said in verse 4, in God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God I will praise his word. Hey, I'm telling you, you know, there are some things that God cannot do. God cannot lie. Amen. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. Everything that He has ever said in His Word has come to pass. Not only can God not lie, God cannot fail. When you can't track God, you can trust God. Amen. You know, the Bible said in Proverbs 30, verse number 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in Him. He has the only promise that you can be sure of. You know, our Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 3, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He's going to see that we have everything that we need for this life. Amen. And then He's going to see that we have everything that we need to live a godly life. Amen. It goes on to say, through the knowledge of Him that has called you unto glory and virtue, and then He says, whereby He hath given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, it's one thing, you know, our Bible is full of promises. And a lot of times that don't mean much to us. But when we take the promises of God, when you have God's Word on it, amen, and when you have to put that promise to the test, then they become proven precious promises. Amen. I've reminded God a few times that I didn't choose preaching as a profession, that He called me. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. You know, it's a funny thing when we start reminding God what the Bible says. Amen. But I'm saying you can trust His promises. Amen. Well, then I see a fourth thing tonight. I see that we can trust Jesus because He has the only protection that brings serenity. He said there in verse number 4, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. The other verse that He gave me in that time when I was having all those anxiety attacks was Psalms 4:8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Hey, I'm saying He has the only protection that brings serenity. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help when in trouble. The devil's a liar. He'll tell you don't have any right to ask. When we get in trouble, he'll say, well, you use God like a spare tire. But I'm telling you, God said that He's a very present help in trouble. Amen. So we have the right to ask. Amen. He said in Psalm 62:8, trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him, for God is a refuge for us. Hey, I'm talking about Him being our protection that brings serenity. He is our portion. Amen. God has given to every man a portion. He's given us a measure of faith. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that He gives us all the grace that we need for every situation. I had a guy come up to me one time after I got done preaching. I'd preached on grace. He said, preacher, I don't know if I've got dying grace. He looked pretty healthy. So I asked him, well, are you dying? He said, not that I know of. I said, well, then what do you need it for? God will never give you grace before you need it, but He will give you grace right when you need it. When you get to the end of your rope and feel like you're about to go under, God will show up and give you grace. Amen. Not only that, but He will give us mercy. Amen. I know y'all don't understand this, but I'm telling you, there's certain days that I don't do too well as a Christian. Brother John was talking about this morning. The left lane belongs to me when I'm on the freeway. Get out of it. I about lose my Christianity when I'm driving. I don't put Bible verses on my car. I'm not Christian enough. Amen. I'm glad that the Bible says the Lord's mercies are new every morning. Because there are some days that I need it. Amen. I'm glad He just keeps giving mercy and keeps giving mercy. Hey, I'm saying that you and I each have a portion. Hey, we don't have a corner on the market. God gives to every man what he needs. You can have as much of the Holy Spirit as we've got. Here's what he said in Psalms 142 in verse number 4. I looked on my right hand, beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. So I'm talking about He has the only protection that brings serenity. He is our portion. He is our provision. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. When I first went in evangelism, when I didn't have meetings, I was framing houses for my brother. Well, it got to be December. Nobody have meetings in December. And I bent down at the house and my knee went whap. I told my wife, I said, I'll have to have surgery this time. Well, here we are. It's December. No meetings. Can't work. I'm on crutches, and it got to where there wasn't nothing to eat in the house. I'm not talking about something you didn't like. I'm talking about there was no food in the house. We have raised a generation. When I was growing up, when it got put on the table, if you didn't like it, you did without. Amen. Now we feed them pizza and chicken nuggets. Amen. Hey, if you don't like it, starve. Amen. That's the way I feel about it. You didn't have to like it, but you had to try it. Amen. I'm just simply saying we've raised a generation. Anyway, it got to where there wasn't nothing to eat at the house. So I went in there and got talking to the Lord. I reminded Him I didn't choose preaching as a profession. I had a job. Amen. And then I started quoting the Bible to Him like He didn't know it. Amen. We went to church. That was Saturday night. We went to church Sunday morning, and the preacher got up. He said, I think we're going to give the Goolsbys a pounding. I didn't know what that was. I had just moved back to Alabama. But that's when they give you food. I thought they was getting ready to take me outside and whip me, and I couldn't even defend myself. One of the men said, I believe we ought to give them $400. Two men walked out, handed me $100 bills that morning. Our bills was $589 and some few cents. We went home that day. All the cupboards were full. The countertops was full. The kitchen table was full. There was groceries sitting in the floor. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, God is going to take care of His own. Hallelujah. He is our provision. He is our protection. Here's what He said in Psalms 32:6. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters thou shalt come nigh unto them. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Nothing can happen to us that does not pass through God's hands. Amen. The black preacher, Brother S.M. Lockridge, said this. He said, when I got saved, I got all wrapped up in the hand of God. He said, when I got saved, I got all wrapped up in the hand of Jesus. He said, when I got saved, I got all wound around with the Holy Ghost. He said, ever since then, said the devil been walking around and said, where'd that black man go? You see, to get to us, he'd have to go through all of them. And if he did that, he'd have to go through the blood. And if he did that, he'd be a saved devil. Amen. Let me give you one last one tonight. Why trust Jesus? Because he has the only place worth going to. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to getting out of this mess. Just one of two places you're headed tonight. You're either headed to heaven or you're headed to hell. I was telling some of them today at lunch, my daughter is seeing a boy that is lost. I am not happy about it. And I reminded her of what she's heard preached all these years. But the other day we went out to eat with them, and I don't even know how it came up, but something was said about cats. All cats are going to hell. Amen. I love cats. They taste like chicken. But anyway, he said to me, he said, well, what about dogs chasing squirrels? I said, that won't happen in heaven. I said, the Bible says the lion's going to lay down with the lamb. I said, but you don't have to worry about that. I said, you're going to be in hell with all them cats. Amen. I don't know how to beat around the bush much. I just beat the daylights out of the bush. Amen. But I'm saying to you that he has the only place worth going to. I'm telling you, I'm glad tonight that we have that assurance in our soul. Hey, we have a hope that is both sure and steadfast. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Brother Quick, I can remember what it was like to lay down at night and be afraid to go to sleep. But since the Lord saved me, there's not been one night that I've been afraid to pillow my head. Because I know that if something does happen to me, that I'm going to wake up in the arms of the Lord. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, there may be a lot of things in this world you can't trust, but there is one thing that you can trust, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's never going to fail you. He's never going to lie to you. He's never going to let you down. In fact, the opposite is true. Before he ever saved me, he knew that I would falter and fail and fall on my face time and time and time again. Hey, I haven't always been faithful to him. And he chose to save me anyway in spite of all of that. But I can say tonight, he's never failed me, not one time. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the preaching of the Word of God tonight. I do pray, Lord, that you've encouraged your people tonight. Lord, if there's one here tonight that does not know you as Lord and Savior, I do pray, God, that you would speak to their heart, help them to realize, God, that you have the only place worth going to. God, I know it's hard for us sometimes to admit, Lord, that we have fears. I pray, God, that you'd help us to trust in you. You have your will and your way now in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, Brother John.